to all the members of the Order of Malta who have gathered for the last spiritual outreach call of calendar year 2017. It has been a great year for calls, and one may argue we're going to cap it off with the best, with Father Frank Cibola offering his special reflection as we enter the Advent season. I could read through the full biography of Father Frank, but I'd probably embarrass him by doing all that. Let me just say that currently he is serving as guardian of the St. Anthony Shrine in Boston, Mass. Prior to that, he was pastor of St. Mary's Church in Pompton Lakes, New Jersey. Previous assignments are varied and many, including service as the guardian and executive director of the St. Francis Chapel and City Ministry in downtown Providence, and the first Franciscan pastor of St. Mary Church in Providence. He has served as the secretary of his board of trustees of his alma mater, St. Bonaventure, where he earned his degree in history in 1982. He's a past president of the Rhode Island Community Food Bank and a certified spiritual director, as well as a magistral chaplain in the Order of Malta. And with that, I will turn it over to Father Frank Cibola.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. I'm coming to you from St. Anthony's in downtown Boston, where it's a beautiful day today. And it's a pleasure to be with you and to talk about my favorite liturgical season, which is Advent. So let's start with a short prayer. Lord Jesus, we thank you for the many ways you feed us, especially during this Advent season, through the Eucharist and Scripture, through the beauty of the universe and the companionship of friends. Lord, give us a grateful heart that increases our hunger and thirst for justice and peace. We ask this in your name. Amen. So I love Advent for many reasons. I love the time of year. I love the scripture we hear in Advent, especially from the prophet Isaiah. I love all the preparations for Christmas, spiritual, soulful, and secular. And most of all, I love Advent because I love thinking about Mary, the Virgin Mother of God. It's true that each Advent, we don't really hear about Mary until week 4, but her spirit, her influence, and her love lurk throughout the entire season. One of my favorite images of Mary is of her pregnant. There have been many artistic representations of the pregnant virgin throughout history in paintings, carvings, and statues. And I love the image because it reminds me that our Savior came into the world the very same way that you and I came into the world, through a very real, fleshy, human birth. I love the image because it reminds me that in so many ways, Mary was like any of our mothers, and even like many of you who are mothers. She was young, frightened, uncertain, faithful, and ready for what God had in store for her. Imagine that for 9 months, Jesus grew in Mary's body. By his own will, she formed him from herself, from the simplicity of her daily life. Working, eating, sleeping, she was forming his body from hers, his flesh and blood. From her humanity, she gave him his humanity. Every beat of her heart gave him his heart to love with, his heart to be broken by love. On the fourth Sunday of Advent this year, we will hear Luke's account of the Annunciation. This story of the Annunciation can give us a great deal of comfort, a deep sense of hope, and it lays out an incredible challenge before all of us. Listen to this gospel account from Luke. The angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And coming to her, he said, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at what was said, and pondered what that sort of greeting might be. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of David, his father, and he will rule over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there will be no end. But Mary said to the angel, how can this be, since I have no relations with a man? And the angel said to her in reply, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month for her who was called barren. For nothing will be impossible with God. Mary said, behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word. Then the angel departed from her. The story of the Annunciation is one of the many gospel stories that invites us into the mystery of God. Sisters and brothers, this is the basis of our faith. This is how we believe the Son of God came into the world. I believe it, you all believe it, and we celebrate it in a grand way on December 25th. We believe it despite our need for logic. We believe it despite our need for getting all the facts straight. We believe it despite knowing that if our next door neighbor came up with that story about his daughter, we would never buy it. But we don't dwell on all of that. We let go of logic. We let go of our need for things to make sense. We let go of our cynicism, and we allow the story to move us on our deepest level. We allow ourselves to be moved in our guts and in our hearts and in our souls. We allow ourselves to glory in the amazing story of Jesus' birth, and we allow ourselves to celebrate God among us. The story of the Annunciation, as amazing and illogical as it may be, can give us a great deal of comfort, a deep sense of hope, and it lays out an incredible challenge before all of us, all things for us to think about and pray about during this Advent season. I find comfort in one of the first things the angel Gabriel says to Mary. Do not be afraid. Of course she was afraid. Who wouldn't be? She's in her room, minding her own business, and an angel shows up. However, the angel calms her fears by telling her that she has found favor with God. Nothing bad is going to happen. She's going to be taken care of by God. Sisters and brothers, I really believe that God says the same thing to all of us all the time. God sends angels to say it. Do not be afraid. And there's a lot to fear in our world, and perhaps even in our own lives. But so many angels, in the form of the people we love, and even in strangers, are here to remind us that we are loved by God, and that in so many ways we too have found favor with God. We have nothing to fear when we put our faith in God and listen to the angels God has sent into our lives. I find a deep sense of hope in the angels' hopeful and soothing words to Mary. Nothing will be impossible for God. We're faced with all kinds of issues that seem impossible to overcome. War, violence, hunger, terrorism, homelessness. The list can go on and on. We all have issues in our own lives that seem impossible to deal with. That relationship that just can't be resolved. That person we just can't forgive. The love that seems to be lost. The heart that is broken. At this time of year, those issues seem to be magnified 1,000 times. But we are reminded in the calming words of an angel to a frightened girl that nothing will be impossible for God. Healing is possible. Reconciliation is possible. Love is possible when we put our faith in God. We may not get exactly what we think we need. Prayers may not be answered exactly the way we think they should be answered, but God is listening, and God is allowing us to grow and heal and love and to be reconciled. We may not recognize it right away, but it is happening, for nothing will be impossible with God. And there is a great challenge set before us by the Annunciation, and it comes directly from the words of Mary. She sees this angel. She hears his seemingly impossible words. She asks only one question and then says the words that challenge us all. I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word. In that short phrase, Mary agrees to her role in God's plan of salvation. She could have said no, but she agreed. The faithful yes of that girl helped bring about the salvation of the world. And sisters and brothers, that is a great challenge to us, because we too are called upon by God over and over again to play our role in the grand plan of salvation. We spend an awful lot of time asking God for things. We want God to hear us. We want God to answer us. And God does. But how often do we listen to what God wants from us? We are asked by God to bring forth the presence of the Lord all the time. God asks us to love those who are hard to love. God asks us to feed the hungry, clothe the naked, give drink to the thirsty, and welcome the stranger. How can I do that, you might ask? Remember the words of an angel. Do not be afraid. Nothing will be impossible with God. And answer in the words of a poor young girl, I am the handmaid of the Lord. Sisters and brothers, once again, Christmas is upon us. And so much of your time will be filled with all sorts of busyness and craziness and the general hustle and bustle of the season, and all that is good. But let's not fall into the trap of having the experience of Christmas while missing its meaning. During this rich and beautiful season of Advent, take some time to reflect on Mary, the Virgin Mother of God. Reflect on the words of an angel and the response of a young girl. Do not be afraid. Nothing will be impossible with God. I am the handmaid of the Lord. Be it done to me according to your word. Let's end with the great prayer of the Annunciation. Together, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Let us pray. Lord, by your incarnation, you became like us. Open our hearts and minds that we may become more like you, gentle, loving, merciful, prayerful, and just. You are forever Emmanuel, God with us. Amen. Thank you all, and may the Lord give you peace and enjoy this beautiful Advent season.
Well, thank you, Father Frank.
Mm-hmm.
I think I appreciate your beginning Advent for us on the right foundation. I found your comments to be very enlightening. And
thank
very
you.
Enjoyable, too. Thank you.
Thank you.
And I know for the members that are on the call, they certainly appreciated that. And if those on the call are aware of folks who couldn't make it today, please let them know that the recordings are available on the American Association website. Record is kept of all the calls for this calendar year. So if you've missed any of them, please feel free to take part in listening to them from through the website. With that, I will offer my best wishes as well for Merry Christmas, most happy holiday season. Ray, anything else we need to do on this call?
We're all set. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ray. Thank you, Father Frank. And thanks to all
of you. Thank you, everyone. Have a good day.